Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We declare as always that the entrance of your word gives light and also gives understanding to the simple. We receive the light. We receive your understanding this morning. And your name, O Lord, let it be glorified to the praise, the honor, majesty of the beauty of holiness and the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Today, I want to talk to us on the subject of Lord. It's a prayer. Lord, let thy word be magnified, actually be verified as spoken. Let thy word be verified as spoken. And I'm going to do quite a bit of scripture reading. Just read through 1 Kings chapter 8, most of it. 1 Kings chapter 8. And the subject again is a prayer. Let thy word, O Lord, be verified even as you have spoken. That which has spoken with your mouth, let it be verified in our lives, even as it is this day. So for context, we'll be reading through the book of 1 Kings chapter 8. In the King James, I will read, starting at verse 22. Praise the Lord. This was the prayer of dedication of the temple that Solomon had built many years in the building. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee, in heaven above or on earth beneath, who keepest covenant and mercy, hallelujah, with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart, who has kept with thy servant David my father that which thou promised him. Thou speakest also with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thine hand, as it is this day. Now what was it that the Lord spoke to David, which Solomon is rejoicing in the fulfillment thereof? But the Lord said, his son will build the temple, and I will raise up, he will raise up his son, to sit on his throne. And that son will build him a temple. Well, Solomon is seeing the fulfillment of it in his life, and he's rejoicing. That which you have spoken with thy mouth, you have fulfilled it with thy hand as it is this day. Now, therefore, O Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David my father that which thou promised him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me. And now, O God of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou hast spoken to David, thy servant, even my father. Now, in this short paragraph alone, he has used the phrase, let thy word be verified, perhaps already three times. And so that's our subject matter today. Let the word of the Lord be verified which you speak. Yesterday we went through powerfully some word that the Lord has spoken and declared over us. And we prayed and declared with our mouth that it is so. Well, today I want to come back as a rejoinder and say, let thy word, O Lord, be verified which thou hast spoken. Now, Solomon continued in his prayer in verse 27 and said, but will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have builded? Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant, unto his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry, unto the prayer which thy servant prayed before thee today, that thine eyes may be open toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place. And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, when they shall pray toward this place, and hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, forgive. Hallelujah. And you can just follow the trend of this powerful prayer that this man is praying, inspired by God to pray such words. Powerful. If any man trespass against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and do, and judge thy servants, condemning the wicked to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous to give him according to his righteousness. When thy people Israel be smitten down before their enemies, because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication to thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again into the land which thou givest unto their fathers. And step by step, this man is going to lay out many scenarios and just pray and pour out his heart before the Lord. When heaven is shut up and there is no rain because thy people have sinned against thee, if they shall pray toward this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin when thou afflictest them, then hear thou, O Lord, from heaven and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel. Thou teach them the good way wherein they should walk. And give rain upon thy land, which thou hast given to thy people for an inheritance. If there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, if there be blasting, mildew, locust, or if there be caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their cities, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication soever shall be made by any man or by all thy people Israel, we shall know every man the plague of his own heart. If they shall come and spread forth their hands toward this house, then hear thou, O Lord, in heaven thy dwelling place. And forgive and do and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou, only knowest the hearts of all the children of men, that they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning a stranger, he's praying for every situation, even praying for, strangers that are among them. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel, that cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake, for they shall hear of thy great name and of thy strong hand and thy outstretched arm. And when he shall come and pray toward this house, so the house is open, he said, open to the people of Israel, open to even strangers that may come. If they shall come, even the stranger, and pray toward this house, hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all the people of the earth may know thy name to fear thee, and also even as that do thy people Israel, that they may know that this house that I builded is called by thy name. Now, if thy people go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever thou shalt send them, And they shall pray unto the Lord toward this city which thou hast chosen, and toward this house which thou hast built for thy name. Then hear thou, O Lord, in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against thee, there is no man that sinneth not. And thou be angry with them and deliver them to their enemies, so that they carry them away captives unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet, if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captives, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them away captives, saying, we have sinned, and have done perversely, and have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul, even in the land of their enemies, which have led them away captive. And if they shall pray toward their land, which thou givest unto their fathers, the city that thou hast chosen, and this house that I have built for thy name, then hear thou their prayer and their supplication, even from heaven thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause. And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions, wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them also that carry them away captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people, and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt, from the midst of the furnace of iron. That thine eyes, O Lord, may be open unto the supplication of thy servant, and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call upon thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, even as thou speakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Lord our God. Powerful prayer. Now this man just poured out his heart to cover many scenarios. And it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all these prayer and supplication unto the Lord, he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread towards heaven. Isn't that marvelous? You know, we don't do that anymore these days. We kneel before the Lord. The psalmist said, let us kneel before the Lord our God. This man, he knelt before the Lord, raised up, stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and poured out his heart. And he stood up after his prayer and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, blessed be the Lord that has given rest unto his people Israel according to all that he promised. They had not failed one word of all of his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. Praise the Lord. He has not failed any of all the things, you know, that the Lord promised. He said, none of them has failed, even as the Lord promised them to our fathers before us. Now we see that none of these things have failed. Glory to God. And God has kept his word. Moreover, he prayed, you know, in his prayer and said, Lord, even as you have promised, that which you have spoken by your mouth, let your word be verified. Now, that's a powerful, powerful prayer, you know, to challenge God with his own word. As thou hast spoken by thy own mouth. You know, that's what he said. He said, well, let the very words that you have spoken, let them be verified. Well, has God spoken? Well, then let's hold on to that which God has spoken. There has nothing failed. You know, you can testify about or remind yourself about the things that God has done in the past. Say, look, of all that God has done in the past, of all that he has spoken, there has nothing failed. So we know that nothing will fail. You know, there has nothing failed. Not one word failed. that the Lord has promised. Glory to God. Let's take a moment. I want us to just take a moment and think about that. Think about what that means to you when he says there has not one word failed of all of his promise. I mean, can you testify like that, that nothing has failed of all that the Lord has spoken concerning all his promises to us? Well, he said there has nothing failed. And I want to thank the Lord that today we can actually say the same thing, that there has nothing failed of all the words, of all the good things which the Lord our God have promised. Nothing has failed. Joshua said the same thing in the book of Joshua 23 and 14. He said, "Behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth, and ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things," hallelujah, "which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All have come to pass unto you, and not one thing has failed. Therefore, it shall come to pass even more, that as all good things have come upon you, which the Lord has promised you," then he warned them, said, "Look, if you deviate from the Lord, even evil shall befall you." But that's not our portion today. Let's rejoice in the goodness of the Lord. Now, the elders that are around the throne, what think ye concerning them that their role is? I mean, elders in the church, they bring checks and balances. Are these ones there to check the Lord? Of course not. You can't check the Lord. His way is perfect. They are there as a cloud of witnesses to tell you that the whole time we've been here, we have never seen any of his word fail. Glory to God. Any of his good word which he has promised has never failed. All have come to pass. Thank you, Jesus. And we today, let's assure our hearts before the Lord in saying also that we know that nothing has failed us of all that God has promised. And then we use that to encourage ourselves in this prayer that we're going to pray today, to say, "Lord, in as much as in all our lives you have shown thyself faithful, and we have never seen anything fail of all the good word which you have promised us. Now therefore, O Lord our God, today, even that which you have promised, which we are yet to receive, let there nothing fail of your word, but let the good word that came out of your mouth concerning us be verified as it is this day." And that's a powerful, powerful way to pray and bring it all together. Praise the Lord. Has nothing failed of all the good things that the Lord has promised us. Nothing has failed. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because nothing has failed. I thank you because all have come to pass. That's right. Of all your good things that you have promised us. And to God be the glory that all that things that are yet to come to pass, they shall come to pass even before our very eyes. Nothing shall fail. Yeah. Let me read this same to you also in Joshua chapter 21. Again, he said the same thing. In Joshua 21, we read from verse 45, you know, he stated the same thing, that nothing has failed of all that the good of the good word that the Lord has failed. I mean, that's as spoken, that none of it has failed. Let me read to you from verse 44 of Joshua 21, or verse 43. And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he sware to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. And the Lord gave them rest round about, according to all that he sware unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. They have failed not out of any good thing which the Lord their God has spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. I mean, those emphases were mine, calling out the all. How many times he said all here? He said it here in Joshua 21. He said it in Joshua 23, the one we read. And even Solomon quoted the same thing and said, all the good things that the Lord promised have come to pass, none has failed. Now that you give us assurance. And many of those good things that we called out yesterday, some of them are yet to come to pass. But we must assure our hearts that nothing has failed before and nothing will fail this time. And our prayer in calling upon the Lord is to say, bring this blessing upon your people, Lord, that you have promised. You know, all of the great things you promised, the promise of restoration, the promise of expansion, the promise of possession, promise of acceleration, the promise of increase, the promise, you know, also of, I mean, all of the things, the successes, restoration and rest and everything that he had promised us. Let it come unto us, even as the Lord our God has promised us. Let our God be with us, even as he is walked with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us. Solomon continued, that he may incline our hearts unto him to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment we have commanded our fathers. And let these my words, wherewith I have made supplication before the Lord today, let these words be nigh unto our God day and night, that he may maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel at all times, even as the matter shall require. Marvelous prayer. And that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord our God, he is God, and there is none else besides him. See, many times these people have prayed with the inspiration of the Almighty in the scriptures. They would always circle back to one thing. All these wonderful things they are asking in prayer, it all comes down to one thing. That the earth may know, the people of the world, the people of the earth may know that God, even our God, is the Lord. The Lord our God, he is God. There is none else. And he answered the prayers of his people. And any time we can summarize our prayer and make it to the point where it's about God getting him renown upon the earth, that's a powerful, powerful way to bring your prayer around. Hezekiah knew those secrets. And he prayed like that also when Rabshakeh and Sennacherib came to chide them. And to say, you better surrender to us, otherwise we'll lay your country waste as we have laid waste all the other countries and cast their gods into the fire. But Hezekiah said, yes, O Lord, of a truth, they have laid those nations waste. And of a truth, they have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, rebellion of their heart against you. But thou art their God, the very God that dwelleth between the midst of their cherubims. Even thou alone, you are God. And he said, let the people of the earth know by the deliverance that you will show us that you are God. Deliver us, O Lord, he said, that all the people of the earth may know when thou shalt have saved us from this man's hand with your own mighty outstretched arm. Then let the people of the earth know that you are a God that fighteth for your people and that your name be glorified. And when you pray like that, that thing inspires God to do even more mightily. You know, if we can frame our prayers always like that. Number one, let thy word, O Lord, be verified which thou hast spoken. Well, you got to know what word that he said. You know, as we teach all the time, is you must know what God has said concerning what you are praying about. And when you find those words and use them in prayer like that and say, that which you have spoken, Lord, you said such and such. Now let that which you have spoken be verified, you know, and fulfilled by your hand, even as it is this day in the life of your children. And when you pray like that, and then you say, Lord, do this and this and that and the other, you know, that the people may know that you are the God that answered prayer and that thou, O God, are God alone. And the Bible said it came to pass. It came even to pass that the same night or one night like that, the Lord sent an angel of the Lord, you know, and troubled the camp of their enemies in the days of Hezekiah. 185,000. Lord slew them all in one night. Well, that's a powerful, powerful way to pray. And we're going to pray in just a bit. These same words that Solomon used, we're going to pray over the things that God has promised. We're going to say, Lord, we prayed yesterday, but we'll pray today again. We're going to say, Lord, that which you have spoken with your mouth, you promised us release. You promised us expansion. You promised that we will regain our possessions. You promised us acceleration and advancement. You promised us increase. You promised us restoration, recovery and rest. And you promised us successes. All these things that you have promised us, prophetic repairs, well, let it be fulfilled even today in the lives of your children. Praise the Lord. That's it. A short exhortation today, but I want us to pray some more. And yesterday we were praying over each of these prophetic promises, but I think we ran out of time. So I want to finish up calling out prayers over each of these things, everything that God has promised. As he promised, I mean, what is it that we need from the Lord? Is it healing? Well, has God promised it? Yeah. That which he has promised, so let it be. Has he promised rest and restoration? Yeah. That which he has promised, so let it be. I mean, has he promised, you know, increase? Well, yeah. You know, he has a promise, acceleration and advancement. Well, yeah, so let it be. Has he promised a release? Has he promised that we will gain back our possession? All these things that he has promised. So let it be. Praise the Lord. And that's my short exhortation today, but we're going to go into more prayers. You know, God is always looking for his people to pray. It's an invitation, a standing invitation from the Lord all the time. Call upon me, he said. Well, whether you are in trouble, he said, I will hear you. While the word is in your mouth, while you are yet speaking, I will answer. You know, so there's always an invitation for us to call upon the Lord. And Isaiah chapter 62 tells us, you know, that as we call upon the Lord daily, well, we should not be dismayed and we should not be discouraged. We should continue to call upon the Lord until we see that good pleasure that we are waking, you know, looking for from the Lord. Verses 6 and 7 of Isaiah 62 tells us, ye that make mention of the Lord, said, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, night or day. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. We prayed about it yesterday. Pray about it again today. Give the Lord no rest until he establish and make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Well, that was their concern. What is your concern over your own cities and your own nations? The trouble that is in the land, in your country. What is your concern? What is your concern over your own private lives, your children, their children after them? You know, whatever it is, as we bring it to the Lord daily, give the Lord no rest and keep not silence and be not discouraged. Pray always. Jesus said in the Bible says in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1 that the Lord told, you know, these parables to the intent that men ought always to pray and not to faint. The things you prayed about yesterday, pray about them again today and don't give up. You know, but mingle it with thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. And recall his good word which he has performed before. You know, like David said, the Lord that delivered me from the hand of the bear and the paw of the lion, well, he also will deliver me out of the hand of this uncircumcised Philistine. Remembering to thank God and to acknowledge his past victories which he has wrought in our lives. We use that to strengthen ourselves for any present conflict that we may be in. And we praise the name of the Lord with confidence to know that the Lord has done it. So I'm going to pray here, and then in a couple of minutes, I'm going to invite us to pray again together over all the promises of the Lord, particularly those that were released in the room here yesterday. And begin to call them forth. Praise God. The Bible says that God, you know, commanded the light to shine out of darkness. The Lord calls things that are not as though they already are. We also can do the same. You know, believe God and speak the word of God. There's power in his word when we use it in prayer. Becomes a prophetic prayer when you use the word of God. It has a power to bring change, has a power to create, you know, change over any situation, positive change, and declare it with the word of God. Father, we thank you. I pray today as I lift up my voice on behalf of my brethren, myself, we thank you for the good word which you have spoken over us, promises that you have given, promises of release. A year of release, a month of release for us, promises of expansion, promises of possession, promises of acceleration and advancement, promises of increase. Promises of restoration, rest and recovery, and promises of great successes, joy and celebrations. Father, all these words that you have spoken over us, grant even to your children today that we may believe you as we pray together. And as we say, Lord, let thy word, which you have spoken by thy mouth, let those words be verified and fulfilled in our lives, even as spoken in the name of Jesus. And as it is this day, as we stand before you in prayer, call upon your name, Remember thy good word, which you have spoken unto your children, Lord. Even as it is written, there was nothing failed of all the good word which the Lord spoke. He said, all came to pass. None of them failed. Today also, Lord, when we look back in our lives, we see that many of the things that you have spoken have come to pass. They have not failed. Therefore, we are strengthened to believe for the rest as well. And even new things, mighty and great new things, which you said, call upon me, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou hast not known. To God be the glory. Father, we thank you. As we go into prayer, I pray for the mantle of prayer and the grace for faith. I believe you from grace to grace, from faith to faith, from glory to glory, that everything that the Lord has promised will be coming to us, and we will enter into our possession, and we collect that which is ours, for the glory of God, and we will not be denied, that we will take no, because the Lord said yes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you, Lord, the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, that's where I wanted to leave it today. I wanted to give just a short exhortation for us to leave time for prayer. I want us to go into old-fashioned prayer, just like we were doing yesterday. You know, as Sister Titilayo was moderating and calling out those promises one by one. We were praying over them powerfully. Well, I want to continue in the same vein today. All the things that God has spoken to you as an individual and then to us corporately in this house, I'm going to pray over them now and use the words of Solomon to say, Lord, let thy word be verified even as spoken. That's right. And when we say amen, well, that means so be it. So we're going to go into prayers right now. Praise the Lord. And I want you in this segment to open your mouth and declare. You got to declare things with your mouth. You can't just, you know, say it with your mind. You can't just think it in your mind. The book of Romans, we are told that with the heart, man believes, Romans chapter 10. But with the mouth, confession is made unto possession. Whether it is salvation, whether it is anything else, you believe it in your heart, but you must declare it with your mouth. You know, you declare it. You must declare it. And when you declare it, well, there is a promise that God has given us when we are declaring what He has already said. You know, when you have already said it, well, He said in Isaiah 43 and verse 26, what He has already said. He said, put me in remembrance. That's right. In other words, remind me. It's not that He forgot, but He wants us to do it. Put me in remembrance. Remind me. Let us plead together. Declare thou that you may be justified. You got to declare it. You know, that's why we do these declarations. That's Isaiah 43:26 for you. You know, declare it that you may be justified. As you declare it with your mouth before the Lord, well, the Lord said you will be justified. That means the Lord will grant what you are, you know, believing God for. Praise God. Here's another one in Isaiah 41, you know, and verse 21. Produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons. What are your strong reasons? Well, my strong reasons are the Lord's word cannot fall to the ground, but it must prosper in that which He has promised. So, Let's use the word of the Lord in prayers. I want to invite you to begin to pray. We'll call out some of these things that the Lord has promised us. So, are you ready?